Dora, why are you sitting here all by yourself while everybody else is playing soccer?
I'm mad.
Yeah? Who is it this time?
God.
God? You're mad at God? Can you do that?
I don't see why not. He knows what I'm thinking, so he already knows I'm mad at him.
What did he do?
It's not what he did, it's what he didn't do.
You're mad at God for something he didn't do? There's a switch. What didn't he do?
He didn't save my cat.
Perky?
Yes, Perky died. He got sick, and I prayed and prayed for him to get better, and he didn't. He just got sicker and sicker, and then...
Oh, Dora, I'm so sorry.
So you can forget about all those things I said about prayer. Prayer doesn't work. God doesn't listen.
You don't mean that.
I do. What good is it to pray if what you want doesn't happen?
Remember what the pastor said in church last week? He said that sometimes in this bad world, bad things happen. Even when we pray for good things, that's when we're supposed to ask God to help us be happy again.
Well, I don't feel like praying.
Then I think you should just sit here and remember Perky. When you feel better, you can pray and thank God for the happy times you had with that silly cat. Remember when he jumped off the table and landed on your dad's foot?
Yeah, I remember. And when he used to sleep on my pillow at night, his purring kept me awake. And I remember when he... Hey, Carlos, thank you.
Don't thank me.
Jesus wants to be our friend. He's interested in everything we do and longs to be included in our lives. He has placed in our hearts a desire to share our deepest secrets and brightest hopes with Him. This program was brought to you by the Children's Ministries Department of the General Conference of Seventh-day Adventists.